Rabbi Dovid Eisenberg.
Okay, I'm gonna mention it. Don't worry, I'm gonna mention it. Okay, Rabbi, the topic for tonight is a bit of a controversial topic. I got a phone call yesterday from a friend of mine who is a rav in town. I won't go any further in naming the individual, who calls me up and he says, "I'm very sorry, Rav David, you cannot speak about this topic." I said, "Why not?" He says, "You know why not." He says, "You know why not." I said, "No, why?" I said, "We don't speak about these things in public." Yeah, this is the Manchester crank. But you know, I said, "What do you mean you don't know?" It happens to be he's not Mancunian. I said, "What do you mean you don't speak about these things in public?" He says, "There's nothing to be gained about speaking about this in public. If anybody who's not a Yid gets a hold of this tape or gets a hold of this shir, it's going to be a tremendous chilul Hashem. So you stand to make a chilul Hashem. You don't stand to teach anybody anything anyway. Why are you speaking about this?" Okay. Again, the topic was, can one use Argos as a gemach? That was a topic. So he says, we don't speak about not cheating on benefits, we don't speak about taxes, all those things, they're all sort of like under the radar. That's what he said. He didn't mention all the other things, but it sounded like that. So I called up Simcha, and Simcha said, yeah, he said to me there was another fellow that was supposed to give a drosha, he has a colleague of mine, about using somebody else's railway cards. Another example, these kind of things we don't speak about. Yeah, he did speak about it. Have to have guts, right? So I decided, you know what? Somebody had a timer. The best idea, what do you do when you have a timer? You call up, you ask a Shalos Chacham, and you go weiter. So I called up Dine Westheim this morning, and I said to Dine Westheim, I want to speak about, this is my topic for tonight. I've been told by somebody this is something you shouldn't speak about in public. Ma dasa Dine. So the Dayan said, "I have a letter from Argos about this issue." Yeah? Yeah, that's what he said to me. He says, "I have a letter from Argos about this issue." So, yeah? Did you know that? Now what?
Find out.
No, so he said to me, that I didn't realize, the Dayan said, "I have a letter from Argos about this issue, and yes, you should speak about it, and yes, you should clarify the issue." So I'd like to clarify the issue a little bit. There's not that much you can say in halach over here back and forth, but I'd like to clarify the issue. So the question is as follows. You go on holiday to Wales, and you say to yourself, "I'm going to go to holiday in Wales, I'm going to schlep with me 3 fans and 2 microwaves and 1 kettle. It's a pain in the neck. You know what you do? You find the local Argos, and you buy 2 fans and 2 microwaves and a kettle. And for you go and you tovel it, and you got to wait 1 week for it to dry, and then you got 1 more week on holiday that you can use it. Other people stick it in the rice, they try for it. Whatever you do with some of the things, you don't have to tovel bichlal. And you use it for 2 weeks, and you keep the boxing perfectly, and you remember exactly, you take a picture exactly how it was in the box, you know. The box is like Eretz Atzvi. Once you take things out of the box, I don't know how they get it back in, you know. You try to close the box, there's always a styrofoam sticks out. I'm not sure how they did it. Not sure how they got it in the first time. But they get it in the first time, just perfect. But the box is mamet, there's not an inch extra in that box. You put it back in the box, you bring it back to Argos after 2 weeks, and you say, "You have a 30-day return policy?" "Yeah." "Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Don't want it." "No? No." "Okay. No problem, sir. Take it back, give it back your cash, you go back." He says, "The Argos Gemach." That's what people used to call it, the Argos Gemach. A whole bunch of shtickle people used to do with Argos. Let's not go on about it. It's not here for public consumption. So, pardon?
Another shir.
No, that's off the record. You know, we'll turn it off. You know, if you didn't come to the shiur, you don't get to hear afterwards the Gishmak Rate. Okay? So, the question is, are you allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it? So people tainu the following. There's a few tainus that I want to speak about over here, and I just want to mention the tainus. I don't think it's a lemaisa in the bottom line. I think everybody knows what the bottom line over here is going to be, but I want to mention the few tainus that people might have. The first tainu comes up like this. There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Einar. You're not allowed to do Einar's dvarim, you're not allowed to cause somebody tzar. Ketzad hu Einar's dvarim. What's called Einar's dvarim? This is in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Ches Se'if Dalet in Choshen Mishpat. Lo yoyma bekamata roitzelitin chefezeh, v'huene roitzeliknoisei. No, how much does it cost in your shop? Right? And it goes away. You're not allowed to ask people how much an item costs in their shop and just to walk away and not to buy the item. So I was looking at it tonight, and it leaves open a very big question. And two questions over here. Number one, a guy wants to find out who's got the best price. So he's going and he wants to find out, he wants to buy a food item at Halperin's, or he wants to buy glasses in ICU, or whatever he wants to do. You know, he wants to go around, he wants to buy the best thing. So he wants to make, people want to go and they want to compare prices. So a guy walks into a shop and says, excuse me, how much does this item cost by you? And give him the price. He goes to the next shop that sells a similar item, excuse me, how much does this item cost by you? They give him the price. That's called a nosvar. A guy's not allowed to go into a shop and ask the price. Here it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot go in and lay on the kamat rights of the tin chavez, the one rights of the knoiser. Oh, so zokht alam mefarshim. What's the whole vart over here? The vart is you don't want to buy it. You're coming in stamam. You know, sometimes you get people that the hakka chayanik. You ever get people coming to your shop, the hakka chayanik? How much is steak? And how much are wings? And how much are carcasses? And do you have any sales on? And is anything in the freezer? No? Shkayach. And they walk back out. 3 days later, they come back in. I forgot to ask you. How much is a sweet and sour chicken? And you do stir fry? And you do shawarma? And you do pargiot? No? Shkayach. And back out. And then Nunnik walks in the third time. He says, Choshen shkin kayach for this guy. Come to Reine. And then Nunnik, here's my price list. Look at the prices. Laz mechop. Yeah? Nunnik was the best. That's an Osman. A guy who's serious about buying, he's going to go into your shop, ask a question, go to another shop, go to two or three shops, and in one shop he's going to go wherever he feels he's getting the best service or the best, level of schoira versus price. So that's what he's going to buy. That's not a nostvarm. I mean, it's unfair. Every guy has to, you walk into the shop, the first shop you have to walk into, you have to buy the item, otherwise it's a nostvarm. And it's understood also by the Meicher. The Meicher understands that there's a bit of latitude over there. Not every person that walks into your shop is going to buy something. Yes, you're hoping that somebody walks into your shop and he shows an interest that he's going to buy something. And you're hoping that, and the person's not allowed to be a nutnik and just walk in and make him a sugar. And if he's talking planning on buying at least in one place and he's going and looking around, that's for sure mutter. That is allowed to do. Because he's right to the Knoisei. This is why he's right to the Knoisei. Similarly, there are certain shops that will make the following cheshbon. And whether you agree with this cheshbon or not, but this is a cheshbon that you could make. A guy walks into Argos. Let's say there's only one Argos, and the Argos is over there in Wales. And they have a great returns policy. And you walk into Argos, and you buy yourself the two microwaves, and the two fans, and the kettle that you wanted. And then you're going to have it for 2 weeks and you're going to bring it back in. Now, what happens the day before you leave or the day that you leave? You know and I know that the day that you leave from holiday and you have to pack the whole thing into your car and oy vey, it's not fitting. And you're going to have to go run and get maybe a parcel delivery service to get you this. And you have to be out by a certain amount of time. And then you... At that point, you want to turn around to your wife and you want to say, by the way, I forgot I still have to go to Argos to bring back the two fans. She says, how much were the two fans? £20 each? Gekauft. Weitergegangen. Added to the expenses of the holiday. She says, well, no, it's only going to take half an hour to get there, and then half an hour to exchange. I don't have an hour and a half for your mishigasa now for your 40 pounds. You take these two things, we go home with it, and finish, we'll have two extra fans. We'll need them anyway, we'll have them for sukkahs, you use them for this, you do whatever you want. There's plenty of times when you've bought items, al das, to give them back, and what's happened down in the end? You kept it. Pardon? And that's what they're hoping for, right? So you might turn around and you might say, you know what, they don't mind it. Because they could be making a lot of business on the fact that a guy like me, or a guy like you, a guy like anybody who is going to walk in there, shalai al das to buy anything, I'm going to buy something with a das to give it back in a week or two. And he doesn't. Many people make money on things like that.
So why did Elvis write to the band?
Well, I didn't finish yet. I'm not anywhere near finished yet. Bernard, you're a good question, but I'm not there yet. But that's a tiny that people might say. So people might turn around and say, Nichele to Argos. Argos is happy to go ahead, and Argos is happy to sell it to you, even if you want to give it back in 2 weeks, because throughout their entire fiscal year, where they sell millions of products, a massive company, they're happy. You come, you buy it. They'll still end up with tens of thousands of items that have been bought. They'll never been brought back, and they'll make a lot of money on that.
Sure,
I'm sorry?
Not if you use it. Argos, don't give you a headset.
Okay, so that's we're going to get to that in a minute. That might be, you might want to time to that, okay?
No problem.
I'm sorry, I can't hear two people on one go. We'll do one at a time. Yes, please. Well, you want to repack it because you want to give it back. So you want it, so, okay, so that'd be part of it. Are you telling them that you're using it or not going to use it? Bernard, you were going to say something.
Yeah, but if you get five or six queues in a queue, make them back.
Yes. Pardon? No, it doesn't reflect well on us either. So we'll get to that also. That's the Indian of Chil Hashem. Yeah? There's a... So, but that's one taina. People might taina and might say, you know what? Argos is here. Argos will end up making money on that. The MS is, as was said now, is not so poshut. Number one, which was mentioned over here, is Argos returns policy. Let me read to you the Argos returns policy, because I looked it up tonight to see. Change your mind? Never mind. You know you're safe in hands with Argos. Our products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you change your mind and your item is unused and it's in original condition, we can either exchange it or give you a full refund when you return it within 30 days. Okay? They've given you here clear instructions. If it's not used. If it's used, we're not taking it back. Yeah? So much so, I had a shayla before Pesach. I went to Argos, and I bought a slow cooker. I think lots of people bought slow cookers this year for Pesach, because one of the magazines, Bina Mishpacha, ran an article on how one lady made Pesach with a slow cooker, and there was a run on slow cookers. Everybody came to say, would you believe it, a slow cooker, you can go, you can make the meat, you leave it overnight, the next day you make, my wife was on the slow cooker day and night, it was Givalik. So we bought a slow cooker at Argos, and we're about to unpack it, my wife says, don't open it. I said, why not? He says, you bought it in Argos. You know Argos, they call it the Argos Gemach. Yeah? You're going to use this for Pesach now? Who says you can use it for Pesach? Maybe some guy took it home, used it, brought it back, Argos is reselling it to you, and you're using something that's chometz stick. Yeah? Come on, Zalcha Shailas, yeah? Yeah, that's a Pesach Dikha Shailas. That's a real Pesach Shailas. So I called up one of the Rabbonim. He says, look around, see if there's water damage, whatever. Yeah. But the answer is that Dan Westheim said to me that he got a letter, and in the letter it says, he says, the Shaila is Nishkan Shaila. And the reason the Shaila is not a Shaila is because Argos actually has a rule. If an item has been opened up, they cannot sell it anymore. They don't sell it in the regular shops anymore. Right? Which is part of the reason that... Which is part of the reason that Argos is so against you using it and bringing it back. Even if you take it and you bring it back, they're already not going to be able to sell it as a normal product. Right? They're going to have to sell it as seconds, even if it's unused. You took it, you open up, you took it out, you put it back in the box, it doesn't exactly close, they can't sell it at full price anymore. That's it, finished. That item's going to end up running them a loss. So Goshken, you're not allowed to use and bring it back because the terms and conditions say they're not willing to take it back. Okay? Ah, you'll say to me, but I didn't use it, so I'll bring it back anyway. So she brought it back, but they might have taken it back from me, but you weren't allowed to do it. Yeah? And they lose on each item that you take and bring back. So there's a serious issue over here of taking money from a guy. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, it could be that as well. It could be as well. Right? Now, I mention one last nekuda. Yes? Yes? Really, they get rings and funds after those? Right. Yes. Oh, so you're having a good time now. Surely, did you hear what we said? Mr. Hyman just said over here, the jewelry in Argos comes from a yid in Stamford Hill. You send it back to Argos, it goes straight back to the guy in Stamford Hill. He has to polish it, he has to do a whole bunch of stuff with it. So yes, now you're going to... Yeah? Now, there's one other nekuda that I will mention over here, and we'll leave it with this, and that is as following. I went recently, I bought myself shirts in town, and the shirt shop that I went to has a loyalty scheme. The loyalty scheme, you buy 9 shirts, you get the 10th shirt free. Okay? Now, I bought 4 shirts, and then I get a phone call from my sister-in-law and says, could you buy me shirts? You know, we'll pay you, whatever. Okay, no problem. My wife went, she bought shirts. The shirts I bought was a long time, it was probably January, June, something, a while back. My sister-in-law wanted 5 shirts, and I said to my wife, buy me one for Yom Tov. So, okay, we bought 6 shirts. She comes home, I forgot about the loyalty card. She puts on a loyalty card with 6 stamps. I said, ah, chaval. I had one with 4, you have one with 6. You know, I could have had my Yom Tov shirt for free. So I call up the company, I say, excuse me, would you, if I come into town, I have to go in soon anyway, I show you, I have one that has 4 stamps, one that has 6 stamps, shows you that I've done 10 shirts, I bought 10 shirts, will you refund me 1 shirt? Yeah, sure, no problem, sir. I come in, go to the shop, show them everything, show them the receipt, yes, no problem, refunded the money, that's it. Then, the lady behind the counter says, and she puts down the loyalty card and gives me back a loyalty card with 4 stamps on it. And this is for you. I said, no, I don't think you understood what we were doing over here, right? 4 and 6 is 10. You get to keep these loyalty cards, I get my £25 back, and then Shalom HaYisrael. No, to start you off. Pardon? She gave it to me. Pardon?
She gave you 4 free.
She gave me now 4, no, it's not 4 free, 4 stamps, 4 free stamps.
Yeah?
For then, for, you know, so, pardon? So now you get this. If I buy another, so now I don't need to buy another 10 to get one free, or 9 to get one free. I need to buy only 5 and I get one free. Okay? So she's given me 4, she's already put me one step ahead. So she's allowed to do that, she's not allowed to do this. I had a Shaila, you know. So I spoke it over with someone. It says, very often within shops, they give them latitude. They want you to come back. They say, you think they're doing your toiva? Yeah, they're smiling. You think you did them, you know, you think that they did your toiva. They're laughing. Ha ha, Yana Shmoik is going to come back and buy our shirts again. Yeah? Pardon? No such thing as free lunch. No. Anybody who's in business knows there's no such thing as free lunch. Yeah? So why they give it to me? Because within the shop allows its employees a certain amount of latitude to give a certain amount. And you walk out, and you know, you walk out of that place and you say, look at that customer service. They took the 2 things, they put them together, they gave me the money back, and they not gave me back another one of these with 4 stamps on them. What a great place to go. Yeah? People want to go. They want to come back to such a shop. Okay? Now, even though there's a certain amount of latitude that's given to the people in the shop, but there's a limit. Right? So that you'll say, I brought back this item to Argos, and Yana Shmoiga behind the counter opened it up and had a look at it, didn't realize it was used, put it back in the box and said, thank you very much, sir, and gave me back my money. It's his fault. It's not me. I didn't do anything wrong. It's the clerk. The clerk should look. The clerk should, you know, it's you know, he's got the prerogative to look. Not me that have the prerogative not to give it back. Yenner is the idiot for not, you know, for not doing it. Avada, you can't say that. No, the Hainu. Pardon? If they ask me if I use it, I say, no, I didn't use it. I'm lying straight out. There's no shayla. Right? But if you just bring it back, he says, I don't need this anymore. Okay, sir, no problem. We'll give it back. We'll take it back. Okay? So you'll say it's not my fault. You know, I wasn't going to das. I brought it back. If the clerk had a bit of seichel, he would have asked me, did you use it before? And I would have said yes, and then I wouldn't have given it back. Yen is a shmoyger, and he doesn't know, so he didn't ask me. It's his fault. The Torah says you can't say that, because, again, a company gives a certain amount of latitude to its employees, but up to a limit. Right? If your employee goes and does something silly, then the employee is going to be liable to the employer to pay him back. Okay? It's only up to a certain limit. Yes, we allow you. You know what? Loyalty? Give the guy his loyalty card back. You know what? Get the guy to come back into the shop. It's not costing them anything, that loyalty card anyway. They're still making a ton of money on their shirts. So they give out another loyalty card. Here, come again. You want to come here? It's 10% off. You know, you want to get coax people to coming into your shop? You're 10% off. Yeah? But if a guy decides, you know, if there's a 10% offer, and somebody comes in with three of those vouchers, somebody comes into your shop, Shlomi, three vouchers for 10%, I want 30% off. Yeah. And his shop, right? I want 30% off. I got three vouchers, yeah, I want 30% off. What are you going to say? You can't get 3%, you can't do it. No, but the fact is you can only use one for each shop, right? So what happens if one of your employees decides he's going to give them that and he's going to let them have the all three of them? You fire him straight away. Call to him. Goodbye. Yeah? That's where we work. Yeah? No, you don't fire him straight away, but in the end of the day, the employee might have to make up for the money that he's made, he made a loss for the company. He's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to take two or three of those vouchers. He's allowed to take one for each shop. And the guy gave up 30% instead of 10%, then the 20% has to come out of the employee's, the 20% has to come out of the employee who gave up the money. You can decide as the employer whether you want to cancel him or not, you want to take the money out of him. But by asking me, he owes you that money. He's no right to do something that within the shop you've not given a right to do. In the same way, you can't blame the shop, you can't blame the fellow that took it back. You have a din, you're not allowed to be good enough das. The fact that the employee there was silly and took it back and didn't ask you or he didn't look, say it as an employee made a mistake. But you can't say, because I know the employee is an idiot and he's going to make a mistake, I'm going to bring it back. Because that goes back into Hatoas Akum. The halacha is, we don't have time, we've run out of time, but you're not allowed to be going there from an Akum to see an Akum, and you're not allowed to fool somebody. If he makes a mistake, you might be able to take advantage of it, but you're definitely not allowed to fool him into making a mistake. Here you fooled him into making a mistake, you put it all back together in a way that it makes it look like it's fresh, it's a new item, you've never touched it, you've never done anything with it. That for sure is also, and that you're not allowed to do. So the bottom line is, as the letter was written to Diane Westheim, and as he asked me to publicize, no, you're not allowed to use Argus as a gemach. It goes against the returns policy. It goes against Gezeilas Akum. And the fact that one of the employees is silly enough to take it back, that doesn't mean it doesn't give you any right to give it back anyway. Anyone saying Rabbanon Kanish? Rabbanon Kanish, no.